Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Welcome to part two, a continuation of our feature on Guy Penrod, who's now out with his new solo project. It's titled Breathe Deep. Before we jump back into the conversation, let's hear a classic sound featuring Guy Penrod with the Gaither Vocal Band, where he spent many years as the lead vocalist. This is a classic, Loving God, Loving Each Other. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Loving God. story never ends.
Guy Penrod and the Gaither Vocal Band. On Daniel Britt and Friends, it's part two of our series on Guy Penrod, featuring songs from his new project, Breathe Deep. And our second half starts now.
How many years would you say, I mean, you could probably say maybe since birth you were working on this project, but realistically, you know, or even just something concrete, do you remember making a conscious thought in your mind, okay, one day I do want to do this, and just sort of start gathering material at that point? How long ago was that?
Well, you know, I'm odd from that perspective, because I have found in my life, and it's not by choice, actually, God just kind of forces me. He backs me into corners.
Yeah.
That's about the only way I ever really go, oh, wow, this is you, God. Okay, it's because I have no other option.
Right.
Okay, well, this is my option, you know.
Yeah.
So I hadn't been a great big planner in life. I am very, I think a lot, and I hope, but I hadn't sat down and said, okay, you know, 10 years ago, I'm going to start this process. I'm very focused at whatever it is I'm doing, and so for the 14 years in the vocal band, I was very focused on that, because I saw it much like a team of horses.
Mm-hmm.
And if you yoke a bunch of horses together and try to get somewhere pulling a wagon, and you got one of them pulling to the right or one of them pulling to the left, you're going to have a hard time getting your load where it's supposed to go. So everybody has to work as a team, and I love that about the vocal band, because we played nicely together.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
It worked that way. And so along the way, as we would hear from sweet folks, hey, we want a solo piece from Guy. I remember back in 04 when Barry Jennings, who is the president of Gaither Music, came to me and said, hey, we're hearing enough of it. We need to make a record on you. And I told Barry, I said, well, man, I don't know that I want to get in the studio right now and do that, because I feel like I'll pull away from what's happening with the vocal band. Let's just pray about it. So we did. And it hit me one morning as I was walking over to, well, the night before at Praise Gathering one year, of what to do about that little piece, you know. So when I was walking into the convention center where we held it, Barry was walking in at the same time. We rode the escalator down together. And I said, hey, Barry, I had a thought last night and this morning. I think we ought to go into your vault, get a bunch of footage of me singing Step Out Lines, you know, or songs all through the years at all these beautiful venues we videoed, lift them out, edit it together with some B-roll maybe out at the house or with the family or, you know, different bits and pieces like that, and release it as a best of, best of Guy Penrod, you know.
Yeah.
That satisfies something that we want to put in place, and yet there's no distraction there. And that was the first current artist best of. They had done some things on the Statesman, the Blackwoods, things like that, gone back into the 50s and 60s and got old footage and put it together for videos.
Right.
But nothing on any of the current homecoming people like that.
Wow.
And it started a trend there. Then there's been several best ofs that have come out because of that.
Yeah.
And it worked great together, and I was able to stay focused right there in the vocal band.
Sure.
And at one point, and I told him at the time, I said, before this idea came to me, I said, you know, Barry, until Bill is okay with me doing a solo record and he wants to do it, then I think not, you know. And he said, okay, well, I honor that. He said, you know, I don't anticipate that happening, but okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And oddly enough, about 2 years later, I guess it was probably February of 08, Bill came to me at the back of the bus one time and he said, hey man, I think it's time for you to make a studio solo record.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at that point we began thinking about it, you know.
Yeah,
and kind of, so there was that much planned maybe from 08 till I left the first part of 09.
Right.
So that's about as much plan as I had, other than just praying a lot and saying, okay, God, what do you want now?
soldier lying in a hospital bed, angels hovering over his head, and the doctor with those steady hands hanging on to hope. It's the love of his family and all their prayers, plane touching down and them waiting there, with a big old banner waving in the air saying, welcome home. There's nothing more beautiful than that, one of life's precious moments. Real magic really happens like a beer. Nothing more beautiful than that. It's a guy getting sober before it's too late, throwing his bottles and demons away. Ordinary proof that amazing grace still happens every day. It's a young married couple who couldn't have kids, finally on top of a long waiting list. That unwanted child alone in her crib is going home with them. There's nothing more beautiful than that, one of life's precious moments. Real magic really happens like a picture that is worth more than a million words. A little piece of heaven falling in your lap. There's nothing more beautiful than that. It's a sinner in a white robe, standing in the water, holding the preacher's hand, getting right with the man. Hey.
Penrod on Daniel Britt and Friends, featuring songs from the new project, Breathe Deep.
When it comes to wanting to say some things in particular, obviously, like we talked about, you know, are you the one addressing the things going on in culture and, mm-hmm. and maybe the lack of good moral guidance? Were there things just in your life as you were out with the homecoming, you just kind of saw there was a need to reach this audience for this with this message, or reach these people who are going through this? Or maybe, I know the passing of your mom took place not long ago, and so there were some personal things going on too. Does all of that kind of play into maybe the song choice?
Oh, definitely. You know, the human condition is not unique to me. You know, the problems I face, you're going to face the very same ones.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds crazy to say, because we're different. We're individual. And yet in the scheme of how it all works, really, there's not a whole lot of uniqueness there. We face worry about providing. As a father, you're going to wonder about that. And it's going to take, you know, the weaving through life that happens, career change, circumstance changes.
Yeah.
Need-based things. Excess, you're going to face the same issues that I face. Temptation, you're going to face those same issues. You're going to make much the same mistakes as the next guy. You know what I'm saying? So we're not that unique. And we're here. The Bible says life's but a vapor. It's here for a little while and vanishes away. And so to me, in that mindset, if we're able to put on the mind of Christ, and we're able to truly, like Jesus's prayer, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If we can kind of lock into that just long enough to go, you know, all the struggles everybody faces are the same. So from that perspective, that's what I started looking for material to address. And I think that, for instance, I've already mentioned the first song, even when we do, I get done singing that song. And one of the things that frustrates me, and I want to be a part of changing within a church culture or a Christian culture, is the idea that that is not somehow a spiritual or Christian message. I think just by virtue of the fact that if you look at the attack on marriage in our culture and throughout history, Satan's relentless attack to tear apart a man and a woman who have given themselves to each other in holy matrimony, and his energy spent on trying to sow dissension between that man and woman would directly indicate how important that relationship is, just by virtue of the fact that the enemy is pouring that much energy into tearing it apart. And to me, if you can take and lift up a marriage that's working, you don't have any more spiritual thing to say than that. Family that's working, as submitted to God, that's power. That is a powerful statement. It is not just a sweet love song.
Yeah.
And I don't like that general characterization. From a Christian perspective, brothers, sisters, the divorce rate's just as high in the church as it is in our culture these days in the world, and that should not be.
Right.
That is
right.
Wrong.
Yeah.
We got to say it. We got to lift up marriage. Man, I have in our concerts, I like the old guys to raise their hands. So I say, how many of you have been married in here 50 years? And it's amazing how many hands get up. 60 years. We even had one 73 years the other day up in Ohio.
Yeah.
Marriage.
Yeah.
I say, look around. Let's go get their phone numbers and put them in our speed dial and call those folks when we start facing issues, because they've already come through it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At the end of the day, I think that's as powerful, if not more so, than repeating some of the vernacular that we've heard. Like when I've had folks say, I just wish you'd made a gospel record, I just look at them straight in the eye and say, you must not be listening to the record I made. That's a gospel record, sweet. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And now, I didn't rap it quite the same way we did vocal band records, but for 14 years, man, I made 14 records with the vocal band.
Yeah.
There's a whole body of work right there, just like that. If you want to hear it that way, there it is.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm gonna do it, rap it this way now, but man, my prayer and my hope is that you said it earlier, that just life music, living your life, and a toolbox of ideas, philosophy, theology that works, wrapped in a story method, everyday language everybody can understand, and music that doesn't intimidate.
Yeah.
And it's, I like that about country music. It puts the cookies, Bill, you say this, puts the cookies on the middle shelf so everybody can reach them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And the thing is, I mean, all this is God's anyway. And if Jesus is the truth, I mean, we're 2 + 2 = 4, Jesus is there. So
come on.
That's
come
exactly on. What this record's about, I think.
That's exactly right. It's about the living, and it's real common sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
In my opinion.
The change you never got. More power to you. You're a farming man, calloused hands, trying to hold on to the family land. More power to you. Get up every day and you find a way to beat the odds. Do it. More power to you.
fast in the middle class. Now you work 8 hours for a tank of gas. Well, more power to ya. You get up every day and you find a way to beat the odds. You're always in a pinch, have to fight for every inch, but you still don't thank God. It doesn't matter what life brings, somehow you find the strength to get you through it. Don't know how you do it. More power to you. You swing the hammer, pile the nail. You get 10 more blisters. My hat's off, mister. You drive the trucks and sweep the floors. And you turn the wrenches and fight the wars. And you get paid less for doing more. You're a tough and stubborn bunch. Man, you sure know how to take a punch. You get back up every day and you find a way to beat the odds. You're always in a pinch, have to fight for every inch, but you still thank God. Doesn't matter what life brings, somehow you find the strength to get you through it. I don't know how you do it. More power to you. More power to you. More power to you.
Life music from the project Breathe Deep. More power to you. This week it's part two with Guy Penrod, and our conversation picks up here.
So, family, you live on a ranch. You live out away from town.
Lightly. Back where I came from in West Texas and New Mexico, ranches, bro, were big old things.
Massive,
you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? In Tennessee, maybe they call it that, but out where I came from, it's a front yard.
Yeah.
So, but we're thankful we have some elbow room. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You don't live up in a penthouse apartment or anything like that. You're out.
I don't.
You're out with the cows and with nature and.
But I do believe country is a mindset. It's not where you live.
It is. Yes.
I mean. Yeah. As we wrote a bio for me, we made sure to make that statement. It's salt of the earth, folks. Honest, hardworking. They don't expect something for nothing. Because with all due respect, the only thing we deserve is hell.
Yeah.
And it's only because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross for the sin in our life that we have reconciled to God. It's through him that we get to God.
Yeah.
And so most salt-of-the-earth folk don't necessarily believe they deserve something. They go out and work for it and get it. And they live in high-rises, penthouses in downtown Chicago and in Columbia, Tennessee.
Sure.
And
sure.
Your hamlet, where you're from.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not a matter of how many cows you have or horses or if you bush hog for a living. It's a mindset as far as I'm concerned.
Remind me, how many kids you have? Eight?
Yep. Seven boys and a girl.
Seven boys.
18,
and girl.
16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, and 4. It's easy in the even years.
It's true.
And it's odd years. I get kind of tripped up doing that. But
how much of this journey have they been a part of as far as like, I mean, obviously they've grown up with you being a professional artist and on the road and things. But, you know, for a lot of that, it was a team thing. So you were kind of, in a sense, you were kind of going to almost like a job, going to work with other coworkers,
right.
Going and putting in your part of the, your piece of the puzzle
right.
to make it complete. But this was kind of like, in a sense, it was kind of like all you, because it's yeah. a, you know, when you're solo, it's solo, and that's a different. And I know you've kind of dealt with some of the differences and had to jump some hurdles there. But so with your family now, watching you stress over the homework of this project, what was that like?
You know, they've been little prayer warriors with me. They really have. We've included them on everything. In our house, I don't know, you know, the proof will be in the pudding. Yeah. And I don't know yet. I'm not yeah. lifting us up as, you know, look at it, do it our way. But what I have chosen, I guess basically the way Angie and I are put together, is we live really transparently in our home. And so our kids see us have successes, and they see us have failures. They see us at a time of peace and real confidence, and they see us when we're worried and we're concerned. And I don't try to shelter my kids from a lot of that, because mm-hmm. I think that they, again, what they watch me do, how they see me actually make decisions and live, is where the nurturing and the blueprint for living comes from, rather than what I say. You know, it's yeah. an old adage.
Yeah.
Man, they watch what we do more than what we say.
Yeah.
You know, that I think they say it the other way by saying, you know, do what I say, not what I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And so what we've done in this process, you know, I told the kids, man, guys, pray for the songs that we're picking. Pray for this session today. And before we left, we were very involved in that. Kids came to the studio, and they see us once the process of making a record was pretty simple for me. I'm used to it.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
that comes easier. But once we got it finished, you know, in my hand, I go, okay, now what? You know, kids, we got to start praying.
Right.
And really, I mean, it may sound goofball, but we just involved them in everything, and I hear their sweet little prayers for things, and
yeah.
and likewise, we try to do the same with their lives. Okay, what's your concern? What are you worried about? And we just do it in the living room on a big old giant couch and sit around and talk and pray. And they've been very involved in the whole process.
And they probably don't go everywhere with you.
No, but that's hard to do.
But when they are, it's interesting to watch how attentive they are to, you know. Because I'm sure they've heard these songs over and over.
Yeah, by now they're...
And they'd rather be out back throwing a football or something.
There you go.
But they're sitting on the front row, and they're very attentive and, you know, well-behaved. And if they're bored, they don't show it. So, I mean,
you know,
that may go... I mean, when you start investing, I mean, I don't care who you are. If you start really praying for someone or praying for a project, you've invested something, and then you're going to pay more attention to how it's being executed. And so I think even if they're, you know, a lot of your kids are very young, but even if they're young age, maybe that explains that a
little
bit.
That's good. That's good insight. Yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
Because they are invested or yeah. vested, I guess yeah. that would be the term. They have yeah. they have a reason
right.
to want to see what my vision is work, because they've kind of bought in,
yeah.
you know what I mean, at their yeah. levels. So yeah.
Up to heaven, another little baby's born. Puddle dries up in the city, falls on a field of corn. Sun comes up, the moon goes down, and the world goes round. Leaves fall off in the autumn, beans and winter's on its way, but they come back out in the summer, when we all could use a little shade. The sun comes up, moon goes down, and the world goes round. God knew what he was a-doing when he said, let there be light, so we can see it all. Then he turns it off so we can go to sleep at night. Funny how it seems so simple, how he balanced it all out. The greatest mind since the dawn of time still ain't figured how. The sun comes up, moon goes down, and the world goes round.
in a creek. Fish grabs a worm, I catch a fish. Everybody's gotta eat. Sun comes up, moon goes down, and the world goes around. God knew what he was doing when he said, let there be light. So we can see it all, then he turns it off so we can go to sleep at night. Funny how it seems so simple, how he balanced it all out. But the greatest mind since the dawn of time still ain't figured how. The sun comes up, moon goes down, and the world goes round. He took a rib bone out of Adam, made a pretty little thing called Eve. They multiplied, now it's up to you and me. The moon comes up, sun goes down, and our world goes round. A soul rises up to heaven, another little baby's born. She loves the broken ones, the ones that need a little patching up. She sees a diamond in the rough and makes them shine like new. It really doesn't take that much, a willing heart and a tender touch. If everybody loved like she does, it'd be a lot less broken. Later in a shelter on 18th Avenue, a 17-year-old girl turns up all black and blue. Needle tracks in her left arm, almost a week to stand. She says, I'm lost, I need help. And Maggie takes her hand and says, come on in. She loves the broken ones, the ones that need a little patching up. She sees a diamond in the rough and makes them shine like new. It really doesn't take that much, a willing heart and a tender touch. If everybody loved like she does, there'd be a lot less broken ones. She'll be quick to say to you, she's the broken ones, the ones that need a little patching up. See a diamond in the rough and make them shine like new. It really doesn't take that much, a willing heart and a tender touch. If everybody loved like he does, there'd be a lot less broken ones. If everybody loved like she does, there'd be a lot less broken ones. Maggie came home one day with a raggedy, raggedy
So GuyPenrod.com, new website where people can go get the project and check out the schedule. And you're doing a lot of touring now, right out of the hat here. A lot of these dates, you have a live band or you're with some friends on stage. Mm-hmm. So even though it's solo, it's still you got good company with you.
I do. I have done several right in the front here, first part of the year, and then some last part of 09, where it really was just me. And I was nervous. I took one keyboard friend with me who would play and fire some tracks and do things. And it's very nerve-wracking to think you've got to create the flow of the evening and tie the thinking together. And to some degree, I'm selling people on the philosophy along the way, because what we've done by going back, and we are getting in front of obviously a lot of the Gaither audience. Mm-hmm. That have come to homecomings and vocal band stuff through the years. To me, it was obvious and a no-brainer to go back to them and say, hey, guys, this is my vision for what I feel like God's wanting me to do. Do you buy in? If you do, pray for us, support it from that perspective, and come on a ride with us, and let's see if we can fish in another pond too and take this over here and build some, you know, more bridges.
Sure.
Because I think that, you know, the old song says they will know we are Christians by our love. And so that's what I'm hoping to do. And then along the way, Austin's Bridge, who is a group of young guys, they've been around 4 years, singing together as a group. And I heard them first time down in Myrtle Beach when we did a fest. We did a lot of fests. We did one over in Myrtle Beach, and they sang, and my heart resonated with that thing where you take a biblical view of the world, a Christian worldview, you wrap it again in just an everyday, unintimidating vernacular and music, and lay it out there. And I like that about them. And so along the way we said, hey, I think we could build a fire together. So they've come on board, and we've done 15 dates together with them, playing my stuff along with me, and then me being able to set them out there, and they have a great following, and at the same time I'm able to introduce them to a group of people that have followed vocal band stuff for years that they've never been in front of, and say to that bunch, hey, these are good guys, they really are, they may rock out a bit for you, or they may have some jeans with holes in them that you may think aren't cool, but look, their hearts are beautiful, and listen to what they have to say. And so they have really enjoyed this too from that perspective. And we're just taking it a step at a time, see where it leads from here.
So the schedule is there, and you said you're going to Europe soon?
Yeah, actually, and I haven't posted it or said a whole lot about it just because they've been putting the final dates together. But I think it's August 2nd through about the 15th or 18th of August of this year, and we're going to Norway, and we're going to England, and going to Amsterdam, and Germany. I can't remember all the specific places, and nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof with that too, putting a band together and toting them over there, and just treading out into some water that's all pretty new, but it's fun when you get there.
Yeah, you gotta find a way to translate horse sense.
There you go. I have a feeling though the crowds are understanding what I'm saying, I'm just pretty wide open from that perspective, although before the concerts, I'm always looking for the exit. Hey, guys, you think maybe, why don't you go out there and sing tonight? I'm going to go have a donut because it's nerve-wracking. But when I get out there, You know, it
right.
It falls into place. You know what that is.
Well, that's the thing. You said that earlier about how people want to preach individuality and we all have different fingerprints and stuff like that. But it, when it comes down to it, we all go through many of the same struggles and we can learn from each other. And even across the pond, you know, even internationally, I think it all boils down to a lot of the same stuff people are going through. It may come in a different culture package, but it's still the same struggles of losing loved ones, going through tough stuff of life and raising kids. All that stuff.
So true. That's right.
Hang out the banner and shout the news. Blow the trumpets and horns. Till there is no one who has not heard, we shall not die anymore. I'm here to tell you that Jesus lives. As he lives, so shall we. Dying and fear have passed away, swallowed in victory.
Life bound for heartache and defeat. filled with sad, ashen faces. Without hope, death has wrapped them in gloom.
Penrod. He's been our guest these past 2 weeks here on Daniel, Britt, and Friends. By the way, you can learn more about Guy at his website, GuyPenrod.com. Of course, more about our show at DanielBritt.com. That's DanielBritt, BRITT.com. A lot of these songs are from Guy's new album, Breathe Deep, but you'll also recognize well-known Gaither vocal band favorites where Guy is prominently featured as well, like this one from 1997.
I'm a-gonna tell you about the coming of the judgment. Fare thee well, fare thee well. I'm a-gonna tell you about the coming of the judgment. Fare thee well, fare thee well. There's a better day a-coming. Fare thee well, fare thee well. There's a better day a-coming. Fare thee well, fare thee well. In that great a-getting up morning. Fare thee well, fare thee well. In that great a-getting up morning. Fare thee well, fare thee well. When you see the lightning a-flashing. Fare thee well, fare thee well. When you hear the thunder a-crashing. Fare thee well, fare thee well. When you see the stars a-falling. Fare thee well, fare thee well. When you hear the chariots calling. Fare thee well, fare thee well. In that great a-getting up morning. Fare thee well, fare thee well. In that great a-getting up morning. Fare thee well, fare thee well. When you see the lightning flashing, when you hear the thunder crashing, when you see the stars are falling, when you hear the chariots calling, good news, good news, chariots coming, good news, good news, chariots coming, so glad, so glad, chariots coming, and I don't want to be left out.
There's a long white robe in the heaven I know.
Long white robe in the heavens I know. Long white robe in the heavens I know.
I said good news.
Good news. Chariots coming.
Good news.
Good news. Chariots coming.
So glad.
So glad. Chariots coming. And I don't want to be left out.
In that great
a-getting up morning. Fare thee well. Fare thee well.
In that great
a-getting up morning. Fare thee well. Fare thee well,
in that great
a-getting up morning. Fare thee well, fare thee well.
In that great
a-getting up morning. Fare thee well, fare thee well.
This is Daniel, Britt, and Friends.
They got this in common, the Lord.
NASCAR, the guitar picking rock star. The Lord is the maker of them all.
Glad to have you back out. So if you haven't heard it before, let's just get it out in the open there. Glad to have you back out. So we welcome you. And it's a good project. Maker of Them All, I think, is a big one that came out of the hat for gospel. And that's been embraced. We love that one. And we've heard a lot of these songs from Breathe Deep. And you can get it at GuyPenrod.com. The schedule's there. You're on Facebook. There's lots of ways to get in touch with you and keep up to date.
Yeah, and I'd ask for your patience in that internet world as we go along. I'm just kind of figuring that out. I have to have my kids show me how to work it. And we've actually had to hire someone to work with me because I'm a challenge when it comes to technology, but I'm getting there. And I am the typical male from the perspective that my wife for 25 years now has bought a journal for me every year for Christmas. Hmm. And I have 25 blank ones. You know what I mean,
right,
bro?
Right.
I'm not great at that, and so bear with me. But we're getting there, and there's a lot of ways to get the record, obviously through the website and stores around you. It's just about everywhere.
Run, don't walk to get it. And GuyPenrod.com. Hey, come back anytime, okay?
Daniel, thank you. Thanks for your faithfulness and your hard work on this end. Because if you weren't doing what you do, it'd make what we do a lot harder for folks to hear it. So I appreciate all that you do to kick the music out there.
I'm going to sing just as long as it takes for a song to make sad, heavy spirits free. I'm going to keep making music that carries the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm going to turn off the sound that would drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet, happy tune, he is coming soon for his children like you.
It's a song that'll carry a message along through the densest of foggy nights. And a tune is the rope that can throw a man hope when he's going down for the third time. It's a sweet melody that can cut your heart free from the chains of a past defeat. You can suddenly see through the sweet harmony a path for your wandering feet.
Sing just as long as it takes for a song to make sad, heavy spirits free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm gonna turn off the sounds that would drag people down to the pit of despondency.
and I might as well just give in to the doom and gloom. Life's a waiting room for the blow that'll do us all in. I can't sympathize when before my eyes is a hope shining bright as day. I gotta follow the song that keeps drawing me on with my feet dancing all the way. I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song to make sad, heavy spirits free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm gonna turn off the sounds that would drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet, happy tune, he is coming soon for his children like you and me. I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song to make sad, heavy spirits free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm gonna turn off the sounds that would drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet, happy tune, he is coming soon for his children like you.
So there you have it, Guy Penrod, now solo artist with the new project Breathe Deep. That's available at GuyPenrod.com. Of course, his many years with the Gaithers, wealth of information, videos, recordings available at Gaither.com as well. Hey, I'll see you back here next week for more Daniel Britt and Friends.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews, again, online at DanielBritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.